This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Among the many things we can't know right now is what this summer is going to look like. The 6 weeks between now and, say, Memorial Day is basically forever. But it's a safe bet that for beach towns and tourist destinations, the coronavirus is going to make the 2020 season a tough one, made tougher by vacation spots asking people and their disposable income to stay home. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
If you live in the mid-Atlantic states, you might have recently seen this ad.
Ocean City, Maryland isn't the same without you.
Featuring shots of Ocean City, Maryland, looking beautiful and completely empty. The ad all but asks people to stay home.
We're all excited to see you. But until then, stay healthy.
Jessica Waters is Ocean City's tourism director. She says drawing in large numbers of people is not a good idea.
We don't have a lot of the resources here to handle a large amount of sick people.
Ocean City isn't just discouraging visitors. It's closing down its beaches and boardwalk to tourists and ordered hotels and short-term rentals shut. So have other populous destinations like Cape May County in New Jersey, where tourism provides over 43% of jobs. Economically, it's a tough call. Professor Nathaniel Lyne teaches tourism and hospitality at Florida State University.
The effects on the small businesses are tremendous. So I suppose the hope now is that plans are merely postponed and not permanently canceled.
Amy Fairchild, dean of Ohio State University's College of Public Health, says in order to start going back to life as we know it,
the first thing is the test. Testing, testing, testing.
She says this is vital to the economy.
We draw a distinction between economic health and public health. That's a false distinction. In fact, the two are intimately interrelated.
Like many specialists, when it comes to reopening, she's warning it's not just about when, it's about how. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.